Pulse Daily, Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Here's what's moving in care. A new visa bill for care workers arrives with fresh evidence on both sides of the immigration ledger. The federal watchdog puts numbers on Medicare Advantage denials, and Ohio's reversal on family caregiver pay holds. Pulse is following the practical effects for families, workers, and public programs. The care shortage gets an immigration bill. The Care Worker Visa Act lands the same week. Brookings counts 668,000 jobs lost to ICE surges, and a Scottish care firm is liquidated by a visa ruling. On June 9th, Reps Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania and Gabe Vasquez of New Mexico introduced the Care Worker Visa Act, which would create a three-year work authorization for qualified child care providers, elder care workers, and in-home caregivers, with legal status for approved applicants. The framing number comes from the sponsor's own release. The United States is projected to have 4.6 million unfilled caregiving jobs by 2032. Source New Mexico reports the shortage hits Vasquez's state especially hard, and Houlihan, who introduced a caregiving data bill in May, is assembling a portfolio that treats care supply as immigration policy. Federal auditors put numbers on Medicare Advantage denials. An HHS Inspector General report finds the largest Medicare Advantage plans denied rehab and other critical services at unusually high rates. The Medicare Advantage grievance that roughly 700 nursing home operators carried to Capitol Hill last week now has a federal audit behind it. A Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General report released June 11 found that patients in some of the nation's largest Medicare Advantage plans were denied prior authorization for rehabilitation and other critical services at unusually high rates, NBC News reports. These denial rates are quite staggering, said Miranda Yaver, an assistant professor of health policy and management at the University of Pittsburgh. Ohio's caregiver reversal holds as Nevada freezes new licenses. Families caring for disabled Ohioans keep their Medicaid pay. Nevada tries a different instrument, a six-month freeze on new hospice and home health licenses. The reversal held. After a week of uncertainty at the Ohio State House, WKRC confirmed June 10th that the provision banning Ohio Medicaid payments to paid family caregivers is out of anti-fraud bill HB 795. And families caring for disabled loved ones are, in the station's words, breathing a sigh of relief. "We believe these things were cruel," said Gary Tonks of the Arc of Ohio. The testimony did the work the counter data alone had not. Cleveland mother Marlena Kendricks, beside her 11-year-old son Osiah, and disabled Ohioans telling legislators that ending pay for help with medications, meals, and showering would be devastating. Per the State House News Bureau and IdeaStream, the case that unpaid care is a rights violation. A Human Rights Research Center essay reframes 63 million unpaid American caregivers, most of them women, as a rights failure rather than private duty. Zainab Abulhul, writing for the Human Rights Research Center on June 9th, argues that unpaid family caregiving in the United States and other high-income countries is a question of rights, not charity. The numbers she assembles, as of 2025, approximately 63 million Americans, nearly one in four adults, serve as family caregivers, a 45% increase over the past decade, per AARP and National Alliance for Caregiving figures. Nearly 59 million of them care for adults with severe medical needs. The pattern, she writes, stems from deeply rooted cultural norms and traditional gender roles that assign primary caregiving duties to women, citing ILO and UN Human Rights Council documentation. Care Supply ran through immigration policy this week. A new House visa bill for care workers landed as Brookings counted 668,000 jobs lost to ICE surges, and a Scottish care firm died by visa ruling, while federal auditors documented unusually high Medicare Advantage denials, and Ohio's family caregiver pay reversal held. That's Pulse Daily for Thursday, June 11th. Read today's full coverage at pulse.givecareapp.com. We'll be back tomorrow.